Oh, we're doing our best Chewbacca impressions, are we? Okay, I think one of those kind of sounded like a crow.
Yeah, I don't know if like the high-pitched scream was really that close.
You know, sometimes you just gotta let it out. You just gotta let your inner Chewbacca out.
Yeah,
whether it sounds crazy or not, you just do it. You know, sometimes it's fun. It's silly.
I don't think we're gonna get the voice acting role for Chewbacca anytime soon.
Man.
They could hire us both and we could do the full range.
You gotta be optimistic. You just gotta believe, okay?
You just gotta believe.
You just gotta believe.
I can do Chewbacca. All right. Welcome to Press Any Button. I'm Eric.
And I'm Nikki.
And today we're talking about Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, because we're doing the Chewbacca noises.
Yeah, I mean, what else could we be doing?
I don't know. So Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga is a 2022 Lego-themed action-adventure game developed by Traveler's Tale and published by Warner Brothers Games. It is the sixth installment in the Lego Star Wars video game series. The game is an adaptation of all nine entries in the Skywalker Saga series of films. So basically, yeah, 1 through 9.
1 through 9, baby. That's a lot of films.
I didn't realize there were 6 other Lego Star Wars games, which is nuts to me.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, kind of crazy. But also kind of cool that they just like, I don't know, just did all of them. They're like, you know what? Let's just do all the movies into one game. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Instead of trying to sell you one movie each time.
Yeah, you know? Or break it up into like 3 different games or something. Mm-hmm. Like they could have really milked that a lot more than they did probably.
And maybe they should have. And you'll learn why when I talk about the story.
All right. Sounds good. If you had to be a Star Wars character for a day, who would you be?
Can I pick Darth Vader?
Yes, you can pick whoever you want.
I mean, he's the most powerful one. Like, why wouldn't I pick him?
I mean, Emperor Palpatine has the lightning shocking powers.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
You could also be like a noble person and pick like a Jedi. And...
No.
No. You want cool evil force powers?
Look, who is the most famous person from Star Wars? It's not Luke. It is Darth Vader.
You'll say C-3PO?
I want the fame, baby. The fame.
Be Chewbacca.
You would be Chewbacca? So you could be really, really tall?
So I could finally do his growl.
But for real, who would you want to be? Chewbacca or someone else?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe one of the good guys. Maybe one of the good hero Jedi guys.
You would want to be Jar Jar?
Yeah, you know what?
Now I mean, you'd have a unique look.
Now that you mentioned Jar Jar, it would definitely be Jar Jar, of course. the best Star Wars character of them all.
The best.
All right. What you got for the history? Let's do it.
I've got a lot, but I'm going to warn you. It's not all lightsabers and shooting stars and what other good stuff is in Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't
know. And R2-D2s.
Okay.
There's some dark Darth Vader sides to this story, okay?
So they're a little bit of light side, a little bit of dark side.
Yeah, it's going to have some ups, some downs, some
I assume there's a
all
main,
around.
I assume there's a villain somewhere in there, right? I hope so.
There is a villain.
Nice.
All right. It might change your outlook on all of the games.
All of the games, wow.
Bum, bum, bum.
You're really hyping this up, man.
Yeah, okay, get ready. So we'll start with something easy. Development started late 2017. Okay. Obviously, the Traveler's Tales, the dev company, the same company that's done all the Lego games, is working on it, doing it. And they also go by TT Games as well. So if I say TT Games, I'm talking about them.
Gotcha.
All right. So I wasn't sure where to put this piece of information, but I thought it was interesting because when they started development on... this game, the newest movie wasn't out yet. Or oh, like really? Some of the newest movies weren't out yet. So Lucasfilm and Disney had not shared significant details of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker with them when they had to start this.
Yeah, I think they got pretty secretive.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You don't want any leaks or anything like that, especially for a movie that big.
Yeah, studios started doing like false scripts and like, I don't know, like started like making extra, putting extra security and stuff, filming fake scenes mm-hmm. and doing all that stuff, I think, just to cover up like what was actually happening in the film.
Yeah, it's like really important. In the meantime, TT Games just had to work on other aspects of the game, which, you know, that's not a big deal, right? Since this game covers all 9 films. But what was a big deal was all the drama taking place at TT Games while this game was being made.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I wanted to do that segue there. All right, thanks for that. So I was reading this article from Polygon, which is like a news outlet for like pop culture, video games, movies, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Turns out over 20 former employees who were interviewed by Polygon said that calls for changes over the years had been largely ignored. One of the main issues, or some of the main issues from working at TT Games, was their intense crunch culture. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, just being all hands on deck, like when you're getting near the release, I guess.
Yeah. So apparently they had crunch culture like that, except all the time. Like pretty much every employee they interviewed was just saying they had so much overtime that they were expected to work and that their workloads were just impossible. Some people also reported like the boss just being kind of weird and bullyish.
Like how so?
Like sometimes if he saw you clocking out right on time, he would come over to your desk and like make you feel really awkward and bad about leaving early. Like, oh, are you not passionate about this game? Do you not care about your job? Like stuff like that. Sometimes he would follow people out to their car and do that as well. Just like the expectation to work like 80 to 100 hours was normal.
Yeah, that sounds pretty insane.
Yeah. Like, the people have been complaining and, like, all this stuff, and they finally thought they were going to be heard because they were promised longer dev times, you know, so longer time to work on the game. They were also promised, oh, this really cool brand new gaming engine they were going to be using called NTT, pronounced Entity. And so, like, they're like, oh, maybe things will turn around.
Yeah. So that was just during the development.
This is all during the development of this game. So it didn't turn around. Shocker, right? And so I wanted to talk about this because of the Entity game engine. So this comes into play with the game. So this is a new engine. It was internally developed. And people were trying to warn the boss and the higher-ups, like, hey, this is not... This is not all that great. Like, we really probably shouldn't use this for the new game, you know?
Okay.
And they were like, no, they made them use it. So they ended up having to use this really bad, like, game engine for this game, where stuff that would normally take not very long was just taking 3-4 times the amount of time that it would on Unreal Engine. So it was just the overall vibes and like environment of these people having to make this game was not super great.
So yeah, it sounds like there was a lot of drama going on.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, I wanted to bring that up, like I said, because the gaming industry can be very toxic sometimes. And I know that's something that I see pretty often, not just from this game company, but a lot of gaming developers say that the workloads are just crazy and all that. So I didn't want to brush over those details when talking about this game. So anyways, back to the game. So they use this NTT game engine that was bad. You know,
like how was it bad? I guess you were saying like it just took a long time to put things in there?
It was difficult to use. Some animations taken hours more to produce than they would have on the old engine, which I think was Unreal Engine, which I guess they did learn this the hard way, because this game, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, ended up being the one and only game that they ever used this game engine for.
Huh.
Like, after that, they switched back to Unreal Engine, and they've used it since, and they didn't use it before. So this is the only game created with that game engine entity, which I thought was, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I could see, like, Lego, or I guess Travelers or TT Games or whatever, wanting their own specific game engine, just because Legos in themselves are just, like, kind of, like, a unique building block for a game. So it's like, yeah, if you're trying to handle something specific to that, like, I can see why you would want your own game engine.
Yeah. But why not spend more time developing it out if your employees are saying, hey, this isn't that good yet. You know, this is taking us way longer.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, maybe spend some more time developing that out and then try using it, you know, when it's not so bad.
Sounds like they're trying to, like, meet these ridiculous deadlines and, you know, they're trying to have it both ways, I guess.
Yeah. So, like, as a reminder, like I said, they started development in 2017, and the game was announced to the public at E3 2019. So they were working on it for a little bit before anyone really knew, other than the people working on it.
Yeah, I mean, it could have also had to do with, like, a license deal. Like, you know, you might have the license rights for, like, a limited amount of time, too.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So if you're trying to, like, beat a deadline as far as that goes, that could be extremely stressful for everybody, I'd imagine.
Yeah. So originally the release date was supposed to be sometime in 2020. A lot of things got delayed in 2020 for obvious reasons. So the first delay, you know, obviously came and it was pushed back to spring 2021. And then a year later, a new look for the game premiered at GamesCon opening night. That was August 2021, where it had been pushed back again with a new release date of April 2022. So it was pushed back quite a few times.
Yeah, so I assume there was the crunch culture going on the entire time that it's been pushed back too.
You know, which is crazy. Because they were promised these longer dev times, but they were supposed to make this game in 3 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
9 movies? Like, that is...
Yeah, that's
just
insane.
Not...
Yeah, and just given, like, there's a ton of content in this game. Like, yeah, doing that much in that short amount of time is pretty ridiculous either way.
So the game did end up being released April 5th, 2022. So overall, 5-year timeline for this pretty extensive game, which
I'd say
they had a lot of people working on it, so
yeah,
you know, it wasn't just like a indie dev team with like 5 people working on it. It was a team, big team, but still,
I feel
that's
like
that's pretty good. I think,
yeah, I feel like what they ended up with looks like it's about 5 years worth of work. It doesn't look like they scrapped it and started over at any point, so
yeah,
probably wasn't in development hell or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was actually getting worked on all the way through. I don't know, it's kind of disappointing just to hear like that it was like that crunch time like 99% of the time. Mm-hmm. For this game, it's like, oh man, that sucks. That's shitty.
I know, it's like, if you're gonna be a video game developer, I think go on the indie route if you can. Just doing it on your own is probably better, because it sounds very stressful.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough either way. I think it's a tough industry to get noticed and to make money in. So
overall, the game was received fairly positively. I think it had a 7 or 8 out of 10 on IGN. So
yeah, I'd say that's a like above average score. Like that's a good, that's like not like as good as you can be, but like pretty dang good.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would probably give it closer to maybe a 7. Than an 8 out of 10, but
I'd give it an 8. That's about that's about what I would give it.
Well, are you ready for some fun facts?
Yeah, let's do the fun facts.
Okay, so fun fact number 1: this game references South Park and Robot Chicken.
Okay, cool.
There's like callbacks to those two shows. One example I kept seeing was there's a mission in the game called the Chewbacca Defense.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I still remember that old episode of South Park.
Yeah, so...
That was an early one, too.
Yeah. I saw, like, possibly a Family Guy reference, but I wasn't able to make the connection. But I'm sure there's other references in there that people have thrown in. Fun fact number two. So we've never played any of the older Lego games.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I played some. I forget which ones. It's been a while, but I remember playing some of the older Lego games.
Okay. Or do you remember them grunting?
Good question. I do not remember.
Okay. Because on this game, there is an extra that you can put on called Mumble Mode. And it will replace all spoken dialogue with mumbles and grunts, similar to the games up until Lego Batman 2.
Okay.
DC Superheroes. So I guess they would grunt and like mumble before.
I mean, dialogue is like, to have good voice actors and stuff is expensive and it took memory and stuff like that. So it's not surprising.
Yeah.
A lot of Lego games too would come out on like the handheld systems,
mm-hmm.
where definitely like memory was more of an issue. So like the Game Boy Advance, Nintendo DS, stuff like that. You end up with a lot of Lego games on those systems.
Yeah, so this game is fully voice casted, but yeah, if you want to say, I don't care about those talented voice actors, I just want to hear some mumbles, you can put that on and go back to the old days.
That's nice of them to do that, yeah.
Yeah, and fun fact number three, this is the largest Lego game from TT Games to date, as it can take a player 80 to 100 hours to 100% it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Making it bigger than every other Lego game with an open world environment. The only game that does come close is Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2, which takes about 60 to 80 hours to get 100% in.
Yeah, I haven't played that one, so I didn't know that was that long. But yeah, this is definitely like, this is a game you can play a lot of. You can you can definitely go back and try to 100% everything, and there's a ton of content in this game.
Yeah. And then I have a bonus trivia question for you, Eric.
Okay, yeah, sure.
How many characters do you think is in this game, like, overall?
Like NPCs or like playable
all
characters?
All of them. Yeah, all of them.
Just all
any
the characters.
Any character, any and all characters. How many do you think is in the game?
That's got to be in the thousands, I think.
The thousands?
Yeah, I would
say.
Okay,
you're a little bit too high there.
A little too high. But it's Legos. I mean, you can take them all apart and put them together. You know, you can make lots of characters really easily.
Yeah, you could make a lot of characters, but that's not how many is in the game.
I'll say half as much. I'll say 500.
Much closer, much closer. There's 450 characters in this game.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's because a lot.
You have, like, just in general, between the 9 Star Wars movies, how many different planets, how many NPCs, how many, like, background characters.
Yeah.
It's a ton. So it's not shocking that you have that many characters.
But it's the most, I think I read that it was the most characters in a Lego game so far also.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have too many firsts of the fun facts, but I did think that was kind of fun and I wanted you to guess.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
So I don't think you really need to talk about the story, right? I mean, everyone and their mom's seen the Star Wars movies.
For the story, I said the Star Wars is the 9 Star Wars movies. Yeah, so it's
if you know, you know. If you don't, go watch the movies. What are you doing with your life? You're out here not getting half of the pop culture and references.
So, yeah, I mean, the game kind of like, it's basically the major plot points of the movies, and plus they like inject some comedy and stuff. Like,
yeah, way like funny, way more silly, and not as detailed.
Yeah.
But each movie in the game does take you probably about as long as the movie is.
Yeah,
like to play about through an hour and a half, 2 hours per movie.
Yeah, if you're playing through it relatively like focused on the story, You can definitely get bogged down, like, exploring and trying to solve puzzles and stuff like that.
You can spend hours.
It's like, what do you say, 60 to 80 hours to 100%?
No, 80. It was 80 to 100, I believe.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of side stuff you can do.
Yeah, 80 to 100 hours.
And it's definitely easy to get caught up in the side stuff. So,
So overall, we both liked this game.
Yeah.
You gave it an 8 out of 10. I gave it a 7 out of 10.
I think this is overall my top Lego game that I played.
What? You like it more than Horizon?
Yeah, I liked it a little bit better. And I'll tell you why.
you will tell us why.
So
I already know, I think.
Why?
Because you like to be able to run free and wild separately and not have to be together.
It's the co-op. That's why you play a Lego game. I feel like the games themselves are like okay games, but like they're good co-op games.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing with like a friend or a partner or something like that, it's a lot more fun. Like I'll give it, like the Horizon game was a good game. It was fun. But yeah, you are limited like by how much the camera can zoom out to keep you both on the same screen. Whereas, that's like, true. You have a game like this, and split screen can be, like,
divisive.
Divisive. yeah.
That's I got good, jokes.
yeah, it can be divisive. But I for this, like, I thought it was perfect because, you know, the maps are large. Like, whereas Horizon had much smaller maps, like, this game, like, trying to explore, like, these large maps together, like, on the same screen would be really tough.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be pretty tough to agree on, like, which direction you would want to go and stuff like that. So I'm glad they did the split screen. Like, it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, like, this is the only Lego game I think I've seen split screen like that. So
Sometimes it's not split screen, too, though. Sometimes you are in the same...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Spaceship or something like that.
Or the boss fights, usually it merges back into one.
But I wonder if that is the product of the engine, that split screen mode, as opposed to... Because, like I said, it's the only game I've seen it in. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe in some of the other games, maybe like the Lego Marvel games or something, it's in there. But this is the first one I've seen it in, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've only ever played the Horizon one, so I don't have a lot really to compare it to. But from what I can tell from what I've read online is this one's a little bit more unique from the others.
Yeah.
Maybe some of it is from that game engine, too, Entity. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think both of our first pros is like, this is a good co-op game.
Yeah.
And I did like that you're not tethered to the other player, although I do like that style as well. I like both, you know, but it was nice that this was different from Horizon. So,
yeah, I think it's
similar.
It works in both games just in different ways. But I kind of prefer this style a little bit more because I like a little bit more freedom and what I'm doing.
And there's a lot more in Horizon. I don't remember there being a lot of extra things for you to go find and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In this game, there's a lot of stuff to find.
Yeah,
it's like an Easter egg hunt.
The Horizon Zero Dawn Lego game is a lot more linear as opposed to this is like, yeah, you're just going all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
So another pro I had was just as someone who has played a lot of bad and disappointing video games based off of movies and TV shows, like
that's true.
I can say this is not a bad or disappointing game. This is like pretty good. I think most of the Lego games have a reputation of being pretty good games, maybe targeted towards like a younger demographic, this definitely like is targeted towards a younger demographic
and like families.
Yeah. And families and stuff like that. But it is like, yeah, I put it up there with the Lego Horizon Zero Dawn game, Lego game,
whatever it's called.
Yeah. It's a good game. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. I like that there's lots of different characters you can play as. You know, you don't just have one Jedi you can play as. You can unlock a whole bunch of different Jedis.
Yeah, like
you don't
20.
Have just one droid. You can unlock more, like stuff like that. You know, I said there's 450 characters in the game. You can't play all 450, but you do get a lot of characters to play as. Well, I would say at least 50.
Yeah, at least. I'd say maybe closer to 100.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you unlock them, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah, so how it happens is like they grouped them into like categories or classes, like bounty hunter or like Jedi or
scavenger
droid, or like the types of droids are a little bit different. But yeah, then you have characters within those classes that you can unlock throughout the game. So you mm-hmm. play as different characters as a Jedi, and you would have those same sets of powers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And I like that different types of characters are meant for certain types of puzzles and certain mm-hmm. types of extra side things. And so you can switch from character to character pretty easily and just get stuff done.
Yeah. So I actually thought the story was pretty well done. Like, you're hitting the major plot points of the movie, but, and I...
None of the boring stuff.
Yeah, none of the boring stuff. Just really quick. But the comedy and stuff I thought was, like, kind of hilarious. There are definitely some jokes where I was, like, laughing out loud. Like,
yeah, cracking for sure.
up. I'm like, oh, man, that's great.
Some of it's a little... cheesy, you know, young. Yeah. It's like for kids humor, yeah. But I'm a kid at heart. Yeah, so it didn't bother me.
They skipped the scene with Anakin like killing all the Padawans and stuff like that. So
yeah,
so you're glossing over some of the stuff, some of the less G-rated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I like the jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had that as well for a pro.
So my final pro is just like the puzzles were really enjoyable. There's like some where you kind of had to work together to figure it out. And like
yeah.
some you would like have to both do stuff in the puzzle. So uh-huh. it was kind of built for co-op. I think there is a way to do it single player where you could take control of like different characters and set them up. But it felt like
it would be so much harder.
I feel like. Yeah. I felt like some of them were made for co-op play. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was pretty cool.
I think my favorite kind was where I would have you jump on a puzzle, or not a puzzle piece, but a Lego piece, and then I would use my force powers to lift you up,
yeah,
to tag all these different targets, but I'd have to move you and you would have to not fall off. I yeah. don't know, it was kind of fun and silly.
Yeah, it kind of required a decent amount of coordination. Yeah, some of the puzzles were pretty tough. Mm-hmm. That was one of the best parts, and I kind of like the idea of splitting up, trying these puzzles like on your own, and then if you can't work it out, like calling the other person over and be like, hey, take a look at this with me and like help me figure it out.
Yeah,
so you can break it up, like you can break up like the divide and conquer type thing.
Yeah, I think one of the most fun things about these Lego games is that you can just smash everything.
Yeah.
It's very fun to just break everything.
It's encouraged, in fact. Yeah,
it is.
If you want to get that Jedi rating, you have to break almost everything in the level.
It is. So my final pro kind of leads into my first con. And it is that I definitely think this game is made more, like we said, for beginner gamers, families, maybe younger people, you know, which isn't a bad thing. But if you're playing with your kids or something, but you can't really die in this game. You can't really lose.
The consequences for dying are pretty minimal. Yeah.
So the challenge level, not very high on this game. If that's something you're looking for, you know this game ain't it. So, yeah,
this is not Dark Souls.
So that's like my first con too, is like maybe this game's a little too easy.
Yeah, I said that too.
So like, I see the pros and the cons of it being easy, but I think it got a little, I don't know, it gets a little boring sometimes because it's so easy.
Yeah.
At least in Horizon, we died at least like a couple of times.
Yeah, again.
It felt a little more challenging.
Well, the Horizon Zero Dawn Lego game was hard also because we didn't realize there were upgrades we were supposed to be applying throughout the game until like most of the way through.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it is too easy, but you know, it's the demographic it's intended for.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I do wish there was a difficulty setting or some way to make it more challenging and interesting, but there's not. And
did you look it up?
I did not, but oh, okay. I just assumed there isn't one.
I didn't see it anywhere in the options or anything. So, but I was just wondering if you did look it up.
It'd be funny if they had like an ultra hardcore difficulty for this Lego Star Wars game. Honestly, it'd be kind of cool, but yeah, they could have done some stuff to, I don't know, just to hit the full range of players, potential players.
Yeah, I agree. So what is your first con?
So another con I had was just like there are parts of the story that get a little bit slow. Like I know it's following the movie, so that's part of it. But mm-hmm. it would be like go here and see this scene and then go back over here and see this scene. And mm-hmm. you're like, OK, I'm ready to like shoot something or hit something with a lightsaber. Just a little bit too errandy.
Some
action. Back and forth where you're like, OK, like, come on, throw me some action.
Yeah, I definitely get that. One of the other things that I noticed were my cons. So mostly we've been playing this game together.
Yeah.
But occasionally, I know we've both been kind of going back and redoing some levels just to try to get some of more of that extra stuff, like the mini kits and the blue pieces. Yeah, stuff like that. But when I went back to do a level, I got all the way to the end, to the boss fight, and it got stuck in like this loop, yeah, and it would not move forward. And I had to quit. I had to exit out, quit out. And okay, I thought I lost all my stuff, but today when I was playing, it started back right before that fight again.
Huh.
Yeah.
I guess that was maybe the save point.
Yeah, and it did get stuck again, but I just went back. I don't know. I just went to another level, and it let me keep all my stuff. So I at least got to keep all the things I found.
So you found a glitch that wouldn't let you progress, and then you like...
Yeah. Like, it was one of the Count Dooku fights, and he just literally kept running from one side of the room to the other side of the room. Anytime I would hit him with a lightsaber or, like, stuff from the, you know, with the Force or anything, nothing would happen. His little, what do you call it, damage bar or whatever was grayed out. So, anyway, I went online. It's a bug other people have experienced, so I know it's not just our game, but...
Yeah.
I'm like, this came out, what, 2022? They've had plenty of time to fix this.
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, it's not always easy to figure out how to fix stuff like that, though.
I guess you would know.
Yeah,
Mr. I would, yeah. Making your own video game over there.
I still got it. My game is loaded with bugs. I'm not about to fix. So my final con is just that there are maybe like a few too many load screens in the game.
Yes. Oh, like, my gosh. So many.
So if you're going, like, if you're following a story or something, and, like, say you haven't, like, unlocked a specific planet yet, you might have to take off from your current planet, get a load screen, move to the other planet system, get a load screen, and then land on the planet, and you'll get, like, load screens between all those things, and you're just like, yeah, this is ridiculous.
And I wonder if that's the game engine, because...
Yeah.
Hardly any game has load screens like that anymore that came out past 2020, especially.
I feel like these particular load screens are like a lot longer than other games, but yeah.
Because I noticed it. Like, I feel like nowadays I don't notice the load screens.
They're like so quick you don't really even notice them. Either that or like they blend them into the level where, you know, you'll go through like a narrow passage in the wall or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They have better ways of hiding them. So they don't like completely lose your attention, but yeah, especially like I feel like some parts in the story just get bogged down because you're like, okay, go here, okay,
wait,
go here, you wait,
yeah,
it just a little bit too much.
Especially when you're a kid, you're like,
yeah,
this is like 5 hours.
Test your kid's patience with some of these load screens.
And I don't know, I wanted to get your take on this. I felt like the upgrading didn't really do a lot. Do you think it really did change?
I haven't really even been paying attention.
Because we upgraded a bunch of stuff, and I feel like it didn't really get easier or harder. It just stayed the same.
I mean, the game is already extremely easy.
Exactly. So they probably didn't even need the leveling up of your skills and stuff. I think they just put it in there because it's sort of expected these days. But I don't really think it was needed. Could have probably saved a lot of time and just left that out.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool that you can go through and look. Like, I really haven't really looked at all the leveling stuff. There's stuff like just, hey, this makes your pieces or your characters move faster or stuff like that. There's like some practical like upgrades and stuff that just like, you know, aren't necessarily for difficulty, more just like gameplay. Yeah, it's fine. I don't mind upgrades in games. I like upgrades in games, so.
And did you have any more cons?
No, that's all.
Okay, I just have one more.
All right.
And this is like, maybe not really mine, but I did see when I was, you know, doing research and everything, that a lot of people online don't think that this game holds up to the other Lego games.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't really have a big reference because I only played one other game, so.
As far as rating, critic ratings go, it's like one of the top ones, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that can be the experience where critic scores and user scores kind of vary a bit.
Mm-hmm. Some people just thought the story was kind of stale. The humor was kind of more lowbrow.
Yeah, that's probably why I like it.
You know, stuff like that. So, you know, each to their own, yeah. But I just kind of wanted to mention it.
I love that slapstick comedy, man.
Me too. So I know this is like very, very strategy thick game.
I could think of one thing, I think.
Really? Only one? I at least have four things.
I mean, most of this is extremely easy. I didn't like hit on almost anything.
I mean, to be fair, one of my strategies is play with a friend because it's more fun that way.
Yeah. That's fine.
Strategy.
If you want to do some general
ones. You're getting
ones.
Those killer strategy tips from me.
Why don't you go ahead and do yours and then I'll do mine if yours are going to be that.
Well, we kind of already mentioned these while talking about the game, you know, obviously break everything.
Yeah.
Because some stuff is hidden within things that you can break and, you know, stuff like that. And then the other main big thing is, like, to look around. I feel like a lot of people don't look up in video games and, you know, just go down little hallways. There's just stuff hidden all over this game. So try to just look around and be kind of thorough when you're exploring.
Yeah, it's good advice.
Yeah. And you said you had one more thing.
Yeah, so one thing we kind of realized midway through the game was the location of the minikits would appear.
Oh, yeah.
As the light blue circles during the missions. If you look in the right direction, you'll see them.
We were so confused. We're like, what are those circles?
Well, I wasn't
what
saying
are they
that.
Trying
I wasn't,
to tell
they were,
us?
They were very not super noticeable, and I wasn't even really paying attention to what they were.
Well, I noticed
I thought they
them,
were. They might have had to
really...
do with the objective or something, uh-huh. But... it's just one of those things that it was pretty easy to overlook if you're not paying attention. But yeah, if you want to know where the mini kits are, like if you get close enough to them, like you'll get a blue circle showing where it is or where like the thing you have to shoot is or something, you know? So it's pretty handy and you'll get the same thing with like the blue pieces, like when you're not, doing a mission.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the last thing I have, which we sort of touched on a little bit, but switch in between characters pretty often. You know, there's certain characters that are better at certain tasks. So not just puzzle wise, but in the game in general. I felt like a lot of times you would need the force to do something. And then sometimes you would need the gun to do something, you know? Mm-hmm. So just switch. Be free with your switching of characters, you know?
Yeah, I think that's more relevant in kind of the open explore mode where you're...
That's true.
Where you're trying to figure out puzzles and stuff. And yeah, it's definitely like a blaster versus a lightsaber can make a pretty big difference when you're taking on a puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are my very, very in-depth strategy techniques.
Cool, yeah. Thank you, Nikki.
For everybody.
Very helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. You can Venmo me at... Just kidding. All right, so what's next? The future.
So obviously there are games made after this, like the Lego Horizon Zero Dawn game, which is pretty good. There was also some like just original Lego games that were made. I didn't really like look up too much about those. There was one big one that they're making. You probably have it too, right?
That comes out this year?
Yes, it comes out.
Months?
Next month, yeah. No, wait, no. In May.
Yeah.
2 months.
I'm pretty excited about it because I haven't played any of the Batman Lego games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw they're coming out with Lego Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight.
Yep.
In May 2026. So.
Yeah, May 29th specifically.
We should definitely get that when it comes out. Yeah. Unless it's like $80, then maybe we can wait until it's on sale or something. But,
yeah, if it's $80, you know. Yeah, we'll definitely wait. So the game is set in an open world Lego version of Gotham City, with players tasked with exploring the city, engaging in combat, which has been compared to that of the Arkham series.
Mm-hmm. But what I really want to know is, did you make 5 separate people get into a fight in the cantina?
Yeah, so I was going to go back and try that at some point, but we just haven't had time to sit down and do it.
Try to figure it out.
Yeah.
We also didn't beat the game either.
Yeah. So this is really just running out of time.
It was a lot longer than I thought. I thought it was going to be more like the Horizon game, which we beat in not too long of a time. But yeah, this one's a lot more.
Well, we were also doing it co-op, which meant we had to be together when we were playing it.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of times this month where our schedules just didn't line up. So.
I know, like you were out of town. You were doing so much stuff. And then I had stuff. And then
we only actually had a couple weekends to try to get through it all. So
I definitely want to keep playing this game, though.
Yeah.
At least beat it.
Yeah, I do, too. I think it's a great co-op game. Yeah, one of the better co-op games you can play.
Yeah, it's different from Overcooked or some of the other, you know, Takes Two, some of the other games that co-op games that we played for sure. I like it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you did not meet the challenge.
It's okay.
Loser. I'm doing the L on the forehead thing over here in case you aren't looking.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But
really, you're a winner. I'm doing the W now. Okay. Cause you get to rap.
Wow. Yeah. That was the turnaround.
I'm so cool, you guys.
I wanted to rap anyway, so who cares?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's on me. I'm the fool.
You're the fool, I guess.
All right. Well, let's hear your sweet, sweet rap.
All right. Let's hear it. A brick, no one ever could predict how quick this hit became the overall pick. The name's Darth Dick because my lightsaber's thick, but it's all politics. There's never time for tricks. My armor's non-stick, so I always keep it clean. The light seems to gleam like I'm wearing sunscreen, and I can piss a stream because it's also a latrine. It might seem obscene, but it rinses with saline. It's part of my routine because I don't have a spleen. Kareem Palpatine, and I threw him off screen. Though he's smithereens, he also didn't die. I know he's riding high, plotting your demise. When things go awry, I breathe my air supply. My skin is powder dry, I'm a walking DUI. You never say hi, but the dark still abides. When I say goodbye, I'll be a ghost, super fly. So real quick, Nikki, what character do you think I'm rapping as in that rap? That's kind of confusing because I have like the Jedi music going.
Yeah. Princess Leia.
I'll give you a line.
Yoda.
The name's Darth Dick because my lightsaber's thick.
Anakin.
Yeah.
A.K.A.
Darth Vader.
Vader.
Yeah.
With that sweet. Sweet rhymes over there.
Beautiful.
About his lightsaber, in quotes.
What else would you rap about? I don't know. I guess I could rap about how he choked people.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think right now is probably a really good time to talk about like our next episode, right?
Yeah. So we are coming up on episode 100. And, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, you know, at least
like
5 years.
5, 6 years,
five,
something like
that. 5, 6-ish years. We did decide that we're going to, like, kind of change the format just a little bit.
Yeah, just switch it up.
We're going
to keep things fresh and new.
Yeah, we're going to keep going, but, yeah, just a little bit of a tweak.
Our idea was to kind of keep a similar format, but we are going to talk about video game characters and do a whole episode per character and really do a deep dive on their history, their story, our thoughts about the character, things like that.
Throw in like a rap battle or something like that.
Yeah, do some rap battles instead of just regular raps. So yeah. I think that'll be super fun.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think every now and then we could still do a bonus episode in our old format or, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's our podcast and we can do what we want.
Or we might get to the end of the season and we want to do a podcast about video game bagels. So, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Ooh, video game food. I could do a whole season on just video game foods.
So we're changing it up. We might keep changing it up. We might just like the characters so much. We'll just keep going with that forever. We'll see.
Yeah. We just love games, and we do love doing this podcast, but after 5 years, you know, it's time to just mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
Do something different and challenge our minds in a different way. So
yeah.
I think it'll be super duper fun. And speaking of our 100th episode, you got the very, very
privilege.
important task of picking the game for our 100th episode.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty happy with my choice. This is a pretty gigantic series that we have never we've never touched on it in our entire history.
There's not a lot of big ones I feel like we haven't done yet. The only one I can really think of is maybe Halo.
I'll give you a hint. There was a movie made about it fairly recently.
Halo?
No, not Halo. It's okay. Not Halo.
Well, there was a movie sometime made about it.
I think there was a series about it.
Gosh, a movie?
Yeah. I can give you another hint if you
movie.
Want.
A movie? I don't know. I can think of some TV shows. I'm thinking Last of Us, Fallout, you know, some of that. But, you know, we've done those games. Those are shows, not movies. The only other video game movie I can think of is the new Mario movie that's coming out.
Yeah. I mean, it's not Mario.
There's obviously the new Sonic movie?
Yeah.
Is it Sonic? Oh, no. We've done Sonic.
Yeah, though. We've done Sonic before.
Man, I have no idea. Ooh, DDR. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
All right. So the next game we are doing is Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is what our nieces and nephews play all the time.
Yeah. And I played it, but I played it back when it was in beta. So it's been a long time since I played it.
And I think I saw my niece and nephew play on the Switch. So is that what we're going to be playing it on?
We could play it on, like, I think any console. I think you play it on a computer, you play it in console, you can play it. Yeah.
I'd rather play it on a console, personally, because you guys know that I'd rather not play at the computer. But
yeah, you're a console gamer.
Is it a free game?
I don't think so. I think we need to.
I was like, oh, we could just put it on everything.
maybe it is. I don't know. It's probably changed a lot since I last played it.
So from what I understand, this is an open world game, but also you can do the, what's it called? Where it's narrowed down, where you start with like 100 players and it's narrowed down to who's
like
last
Battle
standing.
Royale or something.
Or Battle Royale. Is that
it's a lot or? Of It's a lot of things. Again, it's been a long time since I played it. The only version of the game when I was playing back in beta were either the survival or the sandbox mode.
Mm-hmm.
Survival being like you're trying to survive, you have bad characters and stuff who can kill you. Mm-hmm. And the creative mode, just like you can float and go wherever you want and build whatever you want. So just like but I know there are a lot more modes and online modes and stuff like that. I think it's more open than it used to be as far as that goes, but
yeah,
we'll see. It's been a long time, so.
Well, this is cool. Maybe we'll have something to talk about with our nieces and nephews now. Like, hey, young cool kids, you know about that Minecraft?
And they'll be like, yeah, that's way old.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's officially not cool anymore. I'm going to stop playing immediately.
Like I said, I played the beta like 15 or 16 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, it's been around for
forever. It's a game that's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of shocking that we haven't really played it or touched on it. I think it is because it feels like oriented more towards the younger demographic. It feels maybe kind of similar to a Lego game. Lego game, but it's a way different
sort of game.
Yeah. More of an open world type game.
And but, creating things and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to play. What is my challenge going to be, though?
So your challenge is to get a trophy called Zoologist. So you want
to
know what's involved?
I'm going to have to catch a bunch of different animals.
In order to complete the challenge, you have to breed 2 pandas with bamboo.
What? Those things don't breed together. One thing eats the other one. That's how that works.
So I don't know. I found the challenge on a list. So
okay. We'll all right. I'll figure it out, I guess. That's what the internet's for.
You're going to have to breed some pandas, Nikki.
I mean, That does sound like an awesome job. Pandas are very cute and clumsy. And yeah, anyways.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I don't know if Minecraft pandas will be as good, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Well, till next time.
All right.
Oh, one last thing. I love you.
I know.